Everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are going over Void Rivals number 23. And on the cover is a very angry or very stern-looking Zerda Tryon.
She's
So
got
I'm
resting Zerda face.
yeah, she does. I'm here with Boo the Ox on underground.com. And
Howdy.
let's get into this, man. It starts off strong with Skeptoid Beta in the divider chamber.
Yeah, he's my favorite character in this whole series, honestly. I mean,
He's almost like he's like he seems almost so separated from the rest of the story. It's almost like a break. You'd have you remember like Liquid Television on MTV?
oh yeah.
Yeah, so they'd have these big like epic plot line things like Aeon Flux would be on there. Was the Max on there?
There was a Max, the
Yeah,
head.
the head, that's right. But you had
Yeah.
these little quick ones in between them. It was almost like palate cleansers. He's almost like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
So, oh God, I forgot about the head. That was a good one. So,
Oh, the
yeah,
Max
the
was my favorite back then.
well, yeah, it's a great story. Aeon Flux just once they made a show out of it, just lost out that mysterious quality to it, I think.
Well, Aeon Flux, it was always hard to like get my head around it because
Yeah.
it was just so weird, so alien. I mean, it was fun to watch, but I didn't even like bother like trying to follow the story.
Story. There's a story. I just thought it was just
Yeah.
weird. Oh yeah. So, anyways, Skeksoid is strapped down in the divider chamber, and the alien Quasimodo thing.
Yeah, it's one of those robots. This one doesn't have a TV head.
No, he doesn't. It looks like he's got like a scrunched down head of some sort, but
Yeah.
he's telling him to stay still because he wants to be precise when he does the division, and
He's
of course.
almost reptilian looking.
Kind of, but like reptilian with robot, features. I don't
Yeah.
know. Who knows? It's definitely not a Slizardo.
No. Now he looks like what is it? Not Graffy. Yeah, is it? He looks like one of the cassette Dino cassettes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, that so he's like told him to stay still because he doesn't want to misalign his blade, and Beta's like, no, he has
Oh
to
yeah,
be.
he went into like detail talking about how like they figured out the perfect way to slice them up to make like new recruits.
Yeah, I was gonna wonder if Alpha is doing this because Beta showed such promise. Instead of like he's not punishing him so much as like I need more like him, but like a little watered down.
Yeah, and yeah, it's gotta hurt first of all, but
Well, yeah, that's why you're asleep. You're put out.
I think we have a Chekhov's gun here.
Why is that?
Because when he's talking about how long it took him to perfect the cuts and like what was the minimum amount of Skuggzoid they needed to actually make a new Skuggzoid that would survive. Like a finger was too small, it says it dies before it's fully formed. Remove the head, not enough there to keep the head alive. The Skuckzoid dies. The host Skuckzoid dies. So that means you can kill Skuckzoid by decapitating him.
Yeah.
So I
Which
have a feeling that
Alpha
that's what's in store for Alpha. I think Beta is gonna
take over.
whack him. I think that was our Chekhov's gun right there because he just told Skuckzoid how to kill other Skuckzoids.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, he's basically talking about optimizing division. Yeah, I see what you're saying. That
Yeah.
makes a lot of sense.
I was like,
Feel
there it is right
it's a
there.
good deal harder than you might ever imagine. It's not pretty either. The blades go in like heavy.
It's like when the vampire brags, oh, you have to have faith to use that on me, whatever holy symbol. And
Yeah.
then, like, somebody with faith shows up. It's like, ah, why did I tell you that?
Man. So, and then we go right into the
The
Unity.
rapture.
Well, yeah. I said that great timing on this.
Right?
So. Yes, the Zertonian and Agorian rapture is has had a hand, and Celila she's all happy about this. Things are going really well for her right now.
It seems like it's getting them quite a dopamine hit.
Kind of. Some of them are like not happy with it, and a lot of them are excited, and but then they what's that?
Well, they look like they're in awe, like they're smiling, like they're enraptured, or they're in like awe of it all.
Oh yeah, I love it. The artist does these like this like squiggle up there with the lightning and the power.
Oh yeah, well, the sound, that's the vibration. It's going,
Yeah. Oh, I see the onomatopoeia.
Yes.
Okay.
But they worked it into the background, so it
Yeah, I was
looks.
gonna say that makes sense. I'll look down the next panel. Yeah, it is doing that. Springer and Hot Rod start falling over, and Springer's like, try not to fall on them.
Yeah, because everything's quaking. They're having a ring quake.
Yeah, which is not
Bad.
really what they were told what was gonna happen.
Well, that, and I mean, it's almost like a Dyson sphere. It's just a ring around a black hole. So you don't want that vibrating too much because it could all get sucked in or whatever. I
Well,
mean, it's a precarious place to be for quakes.
yeah, in the hole they give it like a nice shot of the ring around the black hole, and it's got like the glowing probably of the power of the Unity happening. It's like it looks like
Well,
just this glowing circle.
and it seems like the thrall of Unity deals with how close they are to each other, to Agorians, to Zirtonians,
Yep.
because the ones that are farther away, like Derek, and I guess that entire room with Doolin, like they're not having the same effect. Like they still have their wits about them.
So it's actually kind of perfect timing. They have this big fight going on. They're all, scattered amongst each other.
Right.
And, we get a giant robotic hand start to reach through the black hole.
Right. Yeah, that's
July.
definitely a Titan
Brilliant.
class figure there.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a HasLab repaint of Unicron.
Right. Or, I was thinking it'd be kind of cool if like Goliant is like Metro Titan or something like that.
I can see that,
Yeah.
but yeah, so we see that creeping through. We go to Quintessa, where Quintesson ships and such are orbiting.
We're
But
jumping all around in this
dude,
issue.
it is like you can see like in a show or a movie, like all the pieces are coming together. They jump around to all the different factions that are things are like coming together all at once.
Yeah.
You can tell it's ramping up right now towards a conclusion. And they make a mention of Gracula. And
Yeah.
it's like, hey,
She's staying on the Portuguese man of war.
it's her armor. It may be a lie, but it's still hers. She can deal with it. And do we get the robot squid from the Transformers 86 movie?
Yeah.
Shows up and same
You knew
deal.
he was going to show up eventually.
Eventually, yeah, same deal. Shows up, someone shoots him in the eye, and it goes away.
Yeah, it
Trying
took me a
to.
second to figure out what was going on, and I was like, wait, what? I thought Pythona did it at first.
Oh no, it was the other, I guess the soldier. Oh no, it's
No,
right. It's right.
it
It's
was
our guest
Wheelie.
star, Wheelie.
Yeah. But that threw me off at first. I was like, I had to go back and look at the pages. I was like, what did Pythona do? She scratched the tentacle, but it's not biological, so that wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that.
Yep, it was Mr. Slingshot. And he just shows up rhyming, of course.
Of course.
On this planet you wish to reside, you will have to learn to hide. Not the strongest rhyme the times a lot, but I'll give it to him. It was, you got to get him in there somehow.
Yeah.
Bythonia is not happy with
Yep.
him because he bears the mark.
The mark, which she hasn't seen an Autobot yet, so I'm guessing they somehow learned net, or it looks enough like the Decepticon symbol where they're like,
That's what I'm guessing.
yeah. Or I guess they had that montage before when they were like, when they had Megatron captive and were looking at all the his memories. So maybe they got it from that too. It's not clear exactly, but she's not happy to see him.
Oh no. Well, he's a
Well, and
robot anyways.
yeah, I know, that's what I was saying. It's like, you better mark, you're one of, she's mad about that. And it's like, I mean, does it matter? Because, I mean, you don't like robots anyway. So
Yeah, exactly. And
it's like
so
added 1% more hate.
if we go back to Skuckzoid Beta,
Yeah.
who he's kind of adorable now.
Oh.
He got chopped up. It's kind of horrible also. Like you
Right.
see the cleave marks in his body.
And the robot butcher or whatever he is, vivisectionist, is not well, he's surprised that Skeksoid's awake.
Which once again also tells you that Skuckzoid Beta is a lot more than the regular Skuckzoid, like rabble.
Well, I'm looking, Skeksoid is only held by like his neck right now.
Yeah, well,
I wonder if that's gonna lead to his escape.
I can see it,
I'm trying to
but
figure out how he's going to get out of this. You know, it's like watching like the old, what it was, Flash Gordon serials. Like, oh, how's Flash going to get out of this dilemma? You know?
there's on the ground, there's two arms, two legs, and two sections of the torso, like just laying on the ground
They
bleeding.
cut his gut in half to make two more scars
They
white.
did. They like, is it a starfish? If you chop up starfish, it'll start regrowing from like wherever it got cut off. I
Yeah,
mean, it's like,
if you cut them right,
if
if
you cut
you
them
cut
right, well,
like they're talking about, if you cut them wrong, it'll die.
yeah, exactly like this.
Yeah, just like this.
So either he's some sort of earthworm or a starfish.
I think he's more of like an echinoderm, you know.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But
To get really nerdy with it.
hey, he's a type of worm.
You know, he kind of reminds me of sewer urchin sometimes, so, you know. Since we're making tick references earlier.
Yep. That's my favorite characters on that show too.
Definitely one of your favorite characters.
One of the best episodes is when they're going to the superhero club and they're all in the car like, okay, go, no, we stop me. And he's like, Arthur's trying to drive. It's Arthur, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Freaking Flattermouse, Sewer Urchin, Tick. They're all hanging out there in the car. Like, hey, go, Carpe Diem, go. I love that show so much.
It's Barry, 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 Barry,
Barry.
Barry.
Who's this guy calls himself the Tick? I am that guy. Back in
Unlike the
Agoria.
two ticks, we've reached unity again.
Yeah. Back in Agoria. And yeah, Celila is just, she is like in heaven right now because Unity at long last, this is what she's been working towards. This is what Zerda Tryon said. This is what you want. And everything's falling apart because the rumbling,
Yeah.
the sound. And she's kind of confused because she's this is supposed to be good for everything. Like Zerda must be mistaken. This is supposed to happen this way.
See, but I don't think she was listening very well, because the whole idea was Unity would wake up Goliant or Goliant or whatever his name is, and you know, then they were gonna destroy him finally. He's weakest, so you're gonna destroy him. So, I mean, you didn't think some eggshells were gonna get broken making this omelet?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The there's there if we go back to the hand reaching for the three, you see like this, long fingers. The hand is, I mean, roughly this the it's like a tenth of the ring here, maybe a 20th of the ring size, the
Yeah,
entire.
it's big.
So Unicron, kind of size maybe bigger, I don't know.
Maybe even bigger than Unicron.
Yeah. And yeah, so Leela starts catching on, like she's Zerda's betrayed us. And Proxima's like, no, you speak heresy. No, but she's like, wait, look around you, dude. This is what g releasing Goliant does. And
Well, it
I'm just,
says it releases for her,
yeah.
but we're all gonna die basically. But you had to know this was gonna happen. I mean, that's a big jump to go, she's betrayed us, to, well, maybe I didn't listen close enough.
See, that's what I was kind of thinking also. The ring is what's holding Goliant in there, right?
Yeah.
So in order to release Goliant, the Unity, the ring has to go away, right?
Or it's at least gonna get broken.
Yeah, exactly. Well, go away, destroy, broken, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even if it survives, there's going to be some damage. You're fighting a cosmic monster.
Yeah, and she and Proxima, yeah, he's so weirded out by what's going on because he's like, well, I listened to her. She spoke the words and I heard him. And Salil's like, yeah, so did I, Proximus, but look around you, dude. Her words are lies, and it's not that they're lies. I think she if you took her what she said was literally, she told you what she's gonna do.
Yeah, I think before you mess up the plan, you might want to go down and talk to her. I mean, you can teleport through the ring now.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, go next page we see the cover of Proxima of Zerda. She is mad. And she's talking about being close. So either she's crazy down there, and she's trying to be released from her being stuck down here, or she knows this is the way to do it.
Yeah, she's injured and she can't do it herself.
Yeah.
So she's calling Salila there. But I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm just having shades of like the Old Testament with all the like the punishments the Israelites would endure in the wilderness. And I'm just thinking like how Moses would have been like, if he just like, oh, look, we've been betrayed already. And it's like it just seems like a lack of faith on Salila's part.
And
I mean,
well, you know,
I could
she
be wrong, but
Zerda didn't say like, hey, it's gonna destroy everything, but it's what you need. So she may be Zerda may have been speaking literal truth, and Salila didn't realize what it was gonna mean.
well, that and I mean, we're dealing with transformers here. I have a feeling that the ring was transforming. So, which you
That's
guys doing
possible.
Robotech, I mean, look what happened to Macross City.
We
You
haven't
know.
gotten there yet, man.
No,
It's
I'm talking
next.
about with the space fold.
Oh yeah. Like the
Yeah.
transformation.
Yeah. And they tore up all the part of the city and dumped people in space. I mean,
And a tuna in space.
and a tuna,
And a
yes.
tuna.
But yeah, I mean, bad stuff happens when, things, change and things get activated when they've been building on that ring for millennia.
Yeah, exactly.
So
People are getting into escape ships, the Agorians and Zertonians, and they're getting off the surface. We can
yeah.
see the different ships, like some are like the pyramidal look from the Zertonian stuff. The Agorians have the more boxy look with the engines on the sides. Just really cool, like aspects of different styles.
It looks very Stargate-ish with the flying pyramids.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
And Doolin's like, just like that, it's over. He's like, the Zertonians were defeated, and the Agorian guy's like, yes, Mr. Doolin.
Oh yeah, he starts spinning propaganda right away.
Yeah. And then you see the next shot is the hand going back into the black hole, and the ring's starting to like not be as bright anymore. Yet the
Yeah.
energy's going down. High Rod is just like the most innocent, like he is completely high rod in this. He's like, well, that was wild.
Oh yeah, he treats this like he's at an amusement park or something.
Yeah, Springer's like, yeah, look, that's pretty weird. I think it's time for us to get out of here. And Conrad's like, cool, all right, let's get out.
Oh yeah, well, and Springer's like, well, after we help with cleanup,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm surprised Hot Rod didn't go, eh.
Yeah.
This is their mess.
Derek has to be like, ah, dude, I can't believe my dad was right. This
Right.
sucks. It's
Oh,
not that his dad was right. We don't know yet.
yeah. It's always on the surface. They're still looking on the surface. I mean, yeah, Zerda should have like maybe given a little more of the plan.
Yeah, and like Springer's like, sort of Tryon of Legend would never have been a party to this sort of thing. So there's got to be something going on here.
Yeah.
But High Rod kind of says what I was thinking. Like, you spent a few millennia trapped in the ring. I think I'd go crazy too. He's like, what did I say? Everyone's looking at him.
Yeah, well, you know why Springer's looking at him like that, right?
Because Springer was trapped on
Yeah, he's been
this.
trapped there for a few millennia. Like, what are you trying to
Yep.
say, man?
Hot Rod's just like, what? Hot Rod's just the innocent here. He's just happy to be doing stuff.
And his big mouth.
I know. So, yeah, the Agorians are all cheering like they won, and
Which they
big.
really didn't do anything. They had
No.
nothing to do with this.
They were winning in the air. I mean, they actually were doing a great job. They're taking down the Zertonians, but they really didn't win. The ground forces were a bit different.
This win was done by separating them.
Yep.
And yeah, all the destruction wasn't even caused by the Zertonians. It was the ring itself doing whatever it was supposed to do.
Yeah, they're kind of joking about how he came out of it. Like we all well, at least we all made it to the surface of that crashing. One's dude's like, yeah, not all of us. And they're just kind of like that little banter at the end of everything. But Derek says this one thing at the end, like, has anyone seen Salila? And this other woman's like, who's Salila?
Yeah.
Like, why would they know who she is? And it
Right.
ends on an ominous looking panel. with Zerda Tryon, like all in black. She's all in darkness. Her eyes are glowing. And there's Celila also looking very kind of like that Silver Surfer,
Yeah, it's like
no,
her astral form or
yeah,
something.
exactly. That's a good way to put it. And
And yeah, she's getting chewed out.
yep, basically like
And
you think so small, and I believe you possess true wisdom. Yeah.
yeah, and well, now she's saying that she's the one that's doomed her people in countless worlds.
So yeah, I guess that's not gonna be in the end of this whole ordeal.
Well, yeah, it says your actions threaten to end all life as we know
Yeah.
it. So it I guess all's not lost yet, but it's going to be harder now.
This is probably going to end up with the Quintessons getting to the ring and being something there because of what's happening on Quintessa.
Oh yeah, well, it has to get darker before dawn. Always in these stories.
Yeah.
Maybe
With
Celila will light their darkest hour.
really cool last page though. But yeah, that freaking issue flew, man.
Well, and in the letters column, we find out that you're part of the problem, Evan.
Wait, I am?
Yes, you.
What?
Did you read the letters page?
No, I haven't.
See, that's the first thing. Robert Kirkman says,
Told you he listened.
it says, "Stop being lazy, dear reader." No, not you, my name, but it says, "These letter columns are a real pain in the butt to do. They take way more time than they should, and they're the definition of a thankless job, but I love them. And I'm pretty sure if you're reading this, you love them too." So basically, they're not getting enough letters and feedback.
Oh, send it in.
Yeah, that's what Kirkman is asking people. Write in. If, I mean, we're selling off the shelves, so we know people are reading these. So
Yeah.
write us, talk to us. So
Talk to the
he's made a
Android.
plea for all of us to write in.
You think we'll get a Jubilee tram?
I would hope so. That maybe that's what they need. We need
God.
the Typhoo-T Jubilee tram.
So
At
yeah,
least a
he
little
talked.
plastic airplane taped to the front of the comic. That'd be nice at least. He could
Great.
do like Zirtonian fighters or something like
Oh,
that.
awesome.
Handroid, free Handroid inside.
Whoa. Slow down when you say that. So yeah, and I talk about what's next on the horizon, the Quintesson War.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, lots of exciting things coming up, but I'll get off my button right in, I
Yeah, it's
guess.
voidrivals@skybound.com
Okay. All
is
right. Let's see.
who you email to. So
All right.
see, you don't even have to write it in like the old days. You can just email it.
Thank God.
They caught up with the 90s
Don't
finally.
even know if I can write letters anymore. I can't write cursive because I'm too young. No, I'm
You're just gonna send them a string of emojis.
not. And you get a little taste of the next issue. This has looks like Celila, like just I don't know. She's really down on herself. Probably a lot of self-doubt now.
Yeah.
Because of what she's done. So we'll see how that goes. And
And we had the character spotlights for Pythona and Wheelie.
Wheelie.
And then we did a creator spotlight and they're talking to Kirkman about his favorite parts from the Transformers run prior to his takeover, which is coming next issue.
Next issue. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it October 22nd or oh no, October 8th. This is next week.
Next week.
Wow.
Double issue.
Get ready.
Gotta get caught up, man.
Right?
There's the cover, image in the back of the book too.
Yeah, and it's oversized, it says, so that's good.
Yep.
Double issue.
And you get a few pages in the back of this issue.
Yeah, they gave us that teaser before with the
But
little
yeah,
girl,
a
so that's
little girl
cool.
basically looking at Prime like he's a superhero,
Yeah.
which kind of is. But really cool covers. I love the cover A with Zerda
Yeah.
Tryon.
I
But
need to
dude,
find cover C. I always like the covers that link together and make like a big picture.
yeah, I do like the one though with Hot Rod and Springer. Looks really good.
Oh, yeah. It's
But
funny how many of these are more focused on the Transformers than the Agorian Zirtonian figure
yeah,
characters.
well.
So
The Transformers are probably what got a lot of people paying attention to the story, so why not?
they know who's buying this
Yeah,
comic.
exactly.
But I really like the Pythona and the Cobra Law
Yeah.
soldiers. That's a cool cover. Cover
Yeah.
C.
Especially the swords, the soldiers, the I can't really they call the Kerbalah troops.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Oh,
Those.
well, it's like Bola and Vipria.
Sure, we'll
Yeah,
go with
and
that.
Phythonia. Yeah, that's their
Yeah.
names.
We'll go with that.
And I guess it shows three there. But, well, I thought the other one was Gracula.
Dracula?
So, yeah.
We shall see.
But yeah, I didn't realize that was part of the expanded cover until I saw a Hot Rod's elbow on the
Oh,
left
yeah, I see
side of that
that.
one. Yeah, I was like,
Okay.
oh, that one goes with the other ones last month. Good.
Pythona, of course, looks very happy to be there
Yeah.
amongst the ones with her with curse symbols on
She has resting Zerda face also.
them. So we're going right into the Quintesson War. So do you think there's one issue left of this before the Quintesson War arc starts, or is it going to go right next week?
I believe it's in 25, isn't it? I
Okay,
don't
just
know.
like the Transformers are going to get to 25, or
I
sorry,
don't
25.
know. Let me check. Well, it says that Quintesson War starts.
I don't
Yeah, I get all the numbers mixed up.
know.
It's
Yeah, at least you knew. At least I knew it covered this or what issue this was at the beginning.
right?
Good. Right. Well, that is
Yeah,
Void
so
Rivals.
we're on the edge. Yeah, it says Quintesson War begins in Void Rivals number 25.
Okay, so we got one more issue of Void Rivals, and then we get probably clean up from this old
That'll
mess.
end this arc and start the Quintesson War arc.
Yeah.
So they like to do basically 2-year arcs.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to tell the story. Well, you would think.
You would think.
You would think. Still think the last issue of Transformers was way rushed, but hey, you get what you get.
Well, it wasn't as rushed as we thought it was initially. You just had to go back and reread 23 to get the
Yeah.
parts you thought you missed. But it would have been nice to have a.
One more issue.
Well, I wanted to see the Superion versus Devastator and Bruticus, and we
Yeah.
just kind of got the Cliff's Notes on that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everyone. We got something special in the store. I don't know if we're gonna it's gonna play before or after this, but we're gonna be doing also Transformers 1986 movie. Ed, Boo, myself, and Jehu, and have a live watch party because I want to see Ed's reaction to some of the stuff. It's gonna be good. They're like, God knows the rest of us have seen it enough times.
Well, I've never seen that film. What are you talking
Yeah,
about?
we didn't see it as a theater. It was a BotCon 2001.
That the one with Rock Lords in it? I don't.
Yes.
Yes.
The Secret Rock Lords
Yeah.
with Vince DiCola music.
And She-Ra shows up.
Yep.
Wait, is that the right horde
Well,
act? No.
that's well, no. She shows up in the Christmas special, like they came out
Oh,
with
is that
there.
what it
Yeah,
is? Yeah.
then she saves Eternia from the Rock Lords.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that now. And
so.
Mum-Ra was there and the Silverhawks.
Well,
And
yeah,
Voltron.
that's how they saved it. They had to create the solar eclipse, and yeah, it was a whole
They had
thing.
both Voltrons in that one. And
They shook hands at the end, and they hit their blazing swords together.
this is like, when Gen Xers die, instead of seeing their life pass before their eyes, they just see like all the old cartoons from the 80s just kind of smashed together in their brains and the light goes out.
Like when we were kids smashing together our toys, like bam.
Right.
All
Everybody fights everybody else.
right. Y'all take it easy. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Yeah.
More Than Meets Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.